This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. As hopes fade for a quick decision in Iraq, war news may not have exactly receded into the wallpaper, but nobody can monitor three cable outlets, a shortwave radio, and read the newspaper at the same time for very long. All of us have bills to pay and sanity to keep. At a certain point, we let normal life intrude on our ability to pay attention to the war. So, how did you balance keeping up with Iraq and distracting yourself from it this past weekend? Did you escape to the safety of a dark movie house or to a concert or the garden? Did you flip the channel to watch some basketball or a Law & Order rerun? Have you imposed a new discipline on your life with time set aside to catch up on the war news and still get your laundry done? Following developments in the war and finding distractions from it is our main topic today, but we'll also apportion some of our time to an update from the Pentagon, and later White House correspondent Don Gagne will join us to talk about the president's visit to the Philadelphia Coast Guard station. And we will want to hear from you. How are you settling in for what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff described the other day as the slog? How much of your routine has resumed? Do you feel guilty when you're not consumed by war news and anxious when you are? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now here in Studio 3A is NPR's Jennifer Ludden, who was monitoring the briefing began just about an hour ago by Victoria Clark, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, and Major General Stanley McChrystal. Let's listen to what Victoria Clark had to say.
The bombing continues to weaken the command and control leadership. Since the coalition bombed Saddam's headquarters at the very beginning of the war, the world has neither seen his hide nor hair, only tapes. We've not seen his sons. We've seen evidence that family members are fleeing the country.
Referring, of course, to Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. And is this a suggestion that maybe he was killed?
It's a very strong suggestion, and administration officials were making it over the weekend as well, very strongly trying to put this out there, that perhaps Saddam Hussein may be killed or may be on the run. Ms. Clark would not say where evidence that family members are fleeing is coming from. She said, though, it's more than media reports that have suggested this. We're seeing administration officials kind of put out a daring game here. They're saying, well, why hasn't he appeared with, you know, today's issue of a newspaper to have definitive proof that he is now alive? Obviously, they have an interest to sow doubt about the regime here. Victoria Clark said, you know, if I were an Iraqi citizen, I'd certainly be wondering, with all that's happening, where are my leaders? The question that remains, though, is even though Saddam Hussein is out of sight, does fear of him remain? And so far, it seems it might.
Mm-hmm. Well, beyond that, let's get back to what we actually know is happening, or at least or it's told is happening, and that is the movement of U.S. ground forces still heading towards Baghdad?
They are within about 50 miles, we're told, and it seems what we're seeing are the first real clashes between U.S. Troops and the elite Republican Guard that have been ringing Baghdad, or seem certainly to have been moving in force to south of Baghdad. Over the weekend, we were told that some of these Republican Guard divisions had been degraded by 50%. Today, Major General Stanley McChrystal wouldn't quantify it, but he said they were very significantly degraded. At a point, he said, when you degrade them to a certain point, the systems fall apart, their resupply falls apart, their maintenance, and it basically you set off an internal collapse. And he suggested that the U.S. expects to see this happen. He says they're seeing some movement of Republican guards. It appears that some forces are coming in to reinforce divisions that have been weakened. And from reporters in the field, there have been reports that a Republican Guard division thought to be guarding Saddam Hussein's hometown of Dikrit, north of Baghdad, now has popped up south of the city.
Mm-hmm. So that a very optimistic assessment, but are there still more fighting and more attacks along those American long vulnerable lines of supply?
There are, and this has kind of fueled what we're told has been a serious division within the Pentagon between Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and military planners. There's an article in today's New Yorker magazine alleging that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defied some of the military planners when he laid out the war and went with fewer troops than traditional military doctrine would say is necessary when you launch an assault like this. Now, this came up indirectly today. We've got 100,000 1,000 additional troops heading to the Persian Gulf, which raised some speculation that this was a uh-oh, we've got a catch-up move. Mm-hmm. Major General McChrystal said no. The plan was to phase in troops so that in case we had an early success, we could stop the deployments. Since that's not happened, he said, these deployments are going to continue and they may be put into combat if needed. Now, officially, the word is this is no change to the original war plan, but the New York Times today has a report that the 2nd Armored Cavalry out of Louisiana was supposed to sail to the Persian Gulf on a slow freighter. A week ago, they were told to fly.
One other incident, and that is in northern Iraq, in the Kurdish-controlled area of the country. The Pentagon says it's bombed a suspected terrorist facility there, which has apparently now been overrun by U.S. Special Forces and Kurdish forces as well. What can you tell us about that?
This is the site of the Ansar al-Islam group, which the United States claims has ties to al-Qaeda. And Major General McChrystal said the investigation there is ongoing. He couldn't say what had been found at the site. I think there's a high expectation that the military may find evidence of terrorist intentions underway. Over the weekend, they said they had found some bodies of dead militants there that I'm not sure how they decide this, but apparently didn't seem to be Iraqi or Iranian. This is near the Iranian border, so they were suspecting they could be the bodies of Arabs who'd come in to fight for al-Qaeda.
Jennifer Ludden, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Ludden, covering the Pentagon for NPR News. You'll have more on all of this later today on All Things Considered.